What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app? Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Monday, December 15th, 2025, and the Buck and I are with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, Texas has hired a new running backs coach, and unfortunately, it is not the Buck. The Dallas Cowboys season is on the brink following last night's loss to the Minnesota Vikings. The Houston Texans win their sixth straight. We will recap a wild NFL Sunday. We've got a recap of the college football awards that were given out, including one Longhorn taking home an honor and Fernando Mendoza winning the Heisman Trophy. Plus, some thoughts on Texas basketball from the weekend, some Texas volleyball, and something that is making me consider converting to Christianity, Buck. I know. And last night was the first night of Hanukkah, but I saw something over the weekend that has me thinking that I might be doing it wrong in my faith. So we'll get to that story and that video a little bit later in the show. A lot of sports, a lot of fun to be had on a Monday edition of the program. Appreciate y'all starting your weeks off with us. How are you this morning, my man?
I'm good. It's cold this morning, y'all. I mean, cold. It was last two mornings have been pretty chilly out. So I step out there with no shoes on. It's like, yowza. I mean, it got cold last night when the sun went down. It was kind of cold during the day, too. Let me not just say I didn't see much sun yesterday. It was cold.
It was cold.
Yeah, that was not a golfing day. And it doesn't look like a golfing morning either. But you know what? Suck it up, old man. You've got to do what you got to do. I got yard work today, so I'll be out there in a hoodie and some hoodie and jeans and getting it done.
Current temps here in South Austin, 33 degrees, feels like 32.
That's it? So it's just 32? We can take that. We can take that for a day. I did get my plants and some plants inside that I wanted to yesterday afternoon.
Good move.
Because I had enough of watching NFL players get hurt all day yesterday. I mean, I think it's starting to tell you that the season is long. You know, just 17 and want to get to 20 games and all this, or, you know, is ridiculous. Those guys, it's just too much for the body.
Yeah, you had some big time injuries, Mar. What was a very entertaining NFL Sunday yesterday. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, the face of the league, going down as the Chiefs go down. Micah Parsons tears his ACL, one of the best defensive players in the league. Devontae Adams suffered a hamstring injury that might keep him out for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, that was a bit of a bummer for sure.
It just looked like some of the injuries, just like those are like wear and tear. You know, those non-contact injuries that your body is just worn out, you know, from make one more cut like that when you're off balance. And it doesn't have to be brutal. It just has to be awkward right now. And there it goes. It's enough. It's like, hey, that's not enough time off. My body hasn't had enough time off. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, because remember, they're not about winding down the season. They're about extending the season for you.
Yeah.
The fan man.
Yeah, the NFL is all about money. That's what they care about. So they're not going to play less games because that means less money.
Yeah, you keep losing these stars and they're going to start caring.
Yeah. Now that's a good point right there. And look, I guess for the Chiefs, I mean, it's almost fitting that it happened on the game where the Chiefs were eliminated from playoff contention. So it's not like Mahomes is going to miss any big games. Kansas City is done, which is obviously the biggest storyline in the NFL right now, is the fact that the three-time defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are out of the playoffs. I mean, eliminated with 3 weeks left in the regular season. They lose at home to the Chargers yesterday. I mean, things have just completely fallen apart for them. But yeah, obviously Patrick Mahomes going down. That was tough to watch yesterday. For
this late in the season for him getting an ACL.
Yeah. Now you wonder if it's going to bleed into next year. Again, it's not going to affect the Chiefs here at the end of 2025. They're done. They got nothing to play for. So get out there, Gardner Minshew. But yeah, obviously with it happening this late in the year, you wonder if Mahomes is going to be impacted at the start of the 2026 season.
Well, Micah Parsons, that hurts the Packers really badly.
Oh, I saw, and look, these are odds, but I saw before the Micah Parsons injury, the Packers were given a 10% chance to win the Super Bowl, and now it's down to 6. Like, that's how impactful one, it's a defensive player. If it's a quarterback, it's one thing, but we're talking about a defensive player. I think every Cowboys fan knows how good Micah Parsons is. I think every football fan knows how good that dude is. And yeah, him being out definitely hurts Green Bay's chances in a loaded NFC. So yeah, that was again, a very entertaining Sunday. Some great games, but obviously the biggest takeaways from around the league are who won't be playing moving forward because of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, everything's going well for your Texans, though. They really are playing. Both sides of the ball are good. They look like, between them and the Rams, they look like the two best teams right now getting after it.
Yeah, the Texans' defense obviously has been the best in football all year long, and their offense played great yesterday. Now, they were playing an Arizona team that sucks, right? The Texans have won 6 in a row. Arizona's now lost 6 in a row.
Yeah.
So it helps to go up against one of the worst defenses in football. But yeah, as we've talked about all year long, I mean, that Texans defense is going to give them a chance against anybody. If their offense can just get to like 21, 24, yesterday they got to 40. So it was a smooth sailing, easy victory. But if they could just get somewhere in the mid 20s,
they could
beat just about anybody in this league.
And if they get 30, they're winning the game.
No question. That's a huge if, though. But you're right. No question.
Yeah, they just got to keep make sure their running game, the young rookie, they can't get him hurt. They got to be careful with him. I mean, that dude just needs to show up for the games.
Yeah, that's big. And the Texans did lose their running back, Woody Marks, yesterday. Remember, Joe Mixon already out for the season. He hasn't played at all this season.
Mark's not done, though, is he?
I don't think so. Nick Chubb dealing with a pretty minor injury. Woody Marks gets hurt in the middle of the game yesterday. Shout out to Jawar Jordan, who the Texans elevated from the practice squad a couple of days ago because of all of their other injuries. That guy went for 101 yards on 15 carries.
He was excited, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah, had that long 50-something yard run. Kid out of Louisville who's bounced around the league a little bit, but mainly been a practice squad guy. And, good moment for him and obviously contributed to the Texans'
Absolutely.
Of the Cardinals, Buck.
No doubt about it. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you. We do appreciate it. And to you and your families, do be safe out here because the roads are packed. The shopping centers are packed. There are people having lunch, breakfast, dinner. It is absolutely a mob scene in this area. And it will start by the time our show ends. It's a Monday. The roads will be packed with people trying to do this last minute shopping. Well, it's not even last minute shopping. It's just they're out there. I mean, don't you people work?
No,
that's true.
So many people in this town don't work. Ever, but this close to the holidays,
they take a 2-week. I just saw Bussy go by, so kids are still going, I guess, to the end of this week, but they won't go next week. I mean, Christmas not till Thursday. What is this? This Thanksgiving and the whole deal, they get like the week off now. If these holidays fall within the week and it's like on a Thursday, they start on Monday.
Yeah,
I mean, Friday's their last day, like.
And if Christmas falls on a Saturday, you get the week before and the week after off.
No.
Hey, I'm cool with it. More days off. Thank you very much.
That's true.
I won't complain
about that. Sorry about your mom and dad's having to go through that.
Yeah, this is you're going to go to Marshall's today? You know, Marshall's is already open right now. Should be going this early to avoid the crowd.
Is it already open? They've up there. They've lowered the times. I remember it was like 8:30, but now it's like, no.
I don't know. I'm looking at my Google app, and it says it opened at 7 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my God.
Surprised you're not doing the show on your phone, walking through Marshall's, checking out all the moms doing their holiday shopping.
Maybe this week I'll have to get on the phone and go through Marshall's and stand in the line and have some ladies talk to you folks.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be a greeter, a door greeter at Marshall's. But they're not going to hire you. You're just going to do it on your own until somebody walks over and kicks you out.
It's all about the ladies at Marshall's. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. Buy your newspaper at 7-Eleven, cut some holes in it, and just stare in a corner so you can stare at all the women in their yoga pants over there. Huh?
I know, I'll be I'll be heading over to Sue Patrick to get the rest of my stuff. Of course, I got some wrong sizes. Mm. I got to remember, I'm shopping for kids, not me.
Oh, I was going to say, you're a youth XL. There's
I'm large, so I had to be very careful that I need to take that back so the youths get their money. They're getting to get their gifts.
Oh, man.
It really is. It's I love this season. I know I'm getting ready to get out today and get my socks for the homeless. I'll hit the corners, witty signs and all. I give to those folks. This is the only time of the year that I do the witty sign people. If their sign's funny enough and they pretend to be hungry enough, I drop a pair of socks, nice socks off to them with $5 in it. And this is where the guy wouldn't take my money last year. I was trying to force money upon him. He said, I can't wear cotton socks. I wanted to say it was like your relatives like slaves and you're not allowed to wear cotton. He wouldn't give me he wouldn't tell me about the cotton thing that he couldn't wear cotton. So I'm still angry. I'm going back to him, by the way. Forget you people. I'm going to put my Christmas wishes upon that guy on the bench and say, hey, listen, I'm going to tell him these are made out of polyester, so you don't have to worry about them. He won't know the difference.
You're going to get shanked if you go back to that bench.
Don't say that, man.
Yeah, it's happening. That guy does not want to be bothered. And if you keep bothering him, he's going to stab you.
He won't remember me from last year.
I bet he will.
I bet you the Santa down the road will take the socks and his $5, though.
Yeah. Did the guy take the $5?
No, he didn't take that.
Nothing. Well, he was so turned off by the socks, he didn't even want the money?
No, he didn't even want the money. It was almost another one of those, do I look like I need money? Well, you're laying on a bench with an old-ass sleeping bag. Yeah, it looks like you need some money.
He's perfectly fine being homeless and hungry, I guess.
That's all right. I can just move along, but I will attempt at least and see. Let me see what his attitude is like a year later.
You know, if you brought that guy like actual polyester socks, he'd be like, nah, I don't do polyester either.
Yeah.
He just don't want your socks. He thinks they're crusty. He thinks they've been used.
No, he thinks there's something up. He thinks there's something to the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, if your home is a bench with a sleeping bag that you cover it, I think that's you probably could use some cash.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
I'm gonna head over to Dave Maker's Half Day Cafe, get myself some breakfast, and start dumping off these socks. I got a whole big bag full of them.
I like that.
And it's all my chains that I kind of keep that, you know, when I play golf, instead of putting the tees in the washer and getting in trouble for it, I empty my pockets. There's some ones because I'm always paying. You know what I'm saying? I'm always paying the boys. So,
of course, well, you're getting it back. The money always exchanges.
It does just kind of go around in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like that. So you're going to put some dollars in some, but you're going to put some loose coins in some others. And then you're going to just be whacking homeless guys across the head. Here, take your socks and your money.
No, this is the time I just feel. A $5 bill, like you said, if they can go get some swishers, that's all good.
That's all good. That's all you need in this life. Some swisher sweets.
We got a new running back coach too at Texas now.
Yeah, got some bad news for you, Buck. You're stuck with me.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. Welcome in the new year. Let's get it going. We'll be bigger and better this year. Things will even be better for us. Be better for this football team. And with a new running back coach, they're gonna be good too.
Yeah.
I hope.
Late Friday news dump for Texas football, right? Normally when news comes out on a Friday afternoon, it's not so good. But Texas officially announced Jabbar Jalouk as their new running backs coach on Friday afternoon. It didn't take long. You know, typically Steve Sarkisian has kind of dragged out the process of hiring his assistant coaches. But this year, clearly he knew the guy that he wanted. And it only took 3 days, Buck, between the firing of Chad Scott and the hiring of Jabbar Jalouk. Jalouk spent the last 4 years as Florida's running backs coach. It was announced last Monday that he was not going to be retained by the new Gators coaching staff led by John Summerall. So he was a free agent. He was linked to the Kentucky opening. He was starting to get linked to a few other running backs coach openings around the country. Maybe that's why Texas felt the need to act as quickly as they did.
Yeah, they didn't want him to get away. They didn't want him as a recruiter to get away. Yeah. Plus, he needs to bring a running back or two or some other people with him from Florida.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guarantee you told him, hey, just go talk to some of your guys, will you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, obviously, I think every Texas fan's mind shifted quickly from Jabbar Jalouk to Jaden Ball, Who's that running back from Florida that you're talking about, who's second team all SEC this year and went for over 1,000 yards and obviously gave Texas a tough time in that loss in the Swamp. So, look, even if Jabbar Jalouk can't convince Jaden Ball to enter the transfer portal and come to Texas, I still think it's a very good hire. But obviously, if you're able to make that happen, you get a really good coach and you get that running back, and all of a sudden your run game issues that plagued you throughout the 2025 season, those will be very short lived. You'll be able to get that turned around very quickly with those two guys.
No doubt about it.
But yeah, I think, a big part of this, probably twofold, why Steve Sarkisian acted as quickly as he did to make this hiring. Number one, like you said, this guy was getting looks from around the country. He didn't want to lose him for slow playing it. But number two, we know the transfer portal doesn't open until January 2nd, but the transfer portal's kind of open right now.
Yes, it is.
And you want to show all of these running backs who are thinking about entering the portal, or the ones who already have entered the portal, like, here's the guy that we just brought in. So this isn't a Penn State situation where, hey, you don't know who your head coach is going to be, so you probably shouldn't sign there. This is Steve Sarkisian like, no, we want to get this dude in place. So all of you running backs out there considering a change, come to the University of Texas. It's Texas. We've got NIL, and now we've got this really good coach that everybody knows who's been doing it at a high level for a long time.
You've got a great history of running backs here. If you're not satisfied where you are, now you've got this coach who's here, who's been around some good running backs, and you've got Texas. You've got the history of running backs at Texas. You gotta think hard and long about that one. But for the coach, this is a place, as I said, this is the place. If you're a running back coach, this is the place. Yeah. You're at the place. If you're not at USC, this is the one right here.
Mm-hmm. And I think Texas could have poached like they did with you back in the day, an active running back coach from another school, but their life was made pretty easy with Jalouk, again, basically being a free agent with the news from last Monday. So they could go after him. They didn't have to pay a buyout or anything to go bring him in. He was in Austin apparently on Thursday and Friday. So it was announced Friday afternoon, but they brought him to town last Thursday, met with the coaching staff, obviously talked through some contract details, and then boom, Stevie Wonder signed, sealed, delivered. He's ours right now. So
yeah, he'd be watching film of kids all over the country.
Yeah.
At some places where there's some possibilities. You know, he'll even look in the recruiting part of it for guys that are still getting ready to play in championship play at some of these high schools, 6A, you know, all 5A, 4A, it's all happening this weekend. So he'll get a chance if there's And he doesn't care if you've already said, you know, unless you've signed on the dotted, if you're one of those guys that hadn't signed anything, and hell, that don't even matter anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think some good news, right? Anytime there's a coaching change, I think everybody kind of worries, okay, what's going to happen to the players, right? Whether it's a head coach change, a coordinator, a position coach change. So when Chad Scott got fired, I think a lot of Texas fans were like, okay, what's going to happen to this 4-5-star running back that we just brought in Derek Cooper? Chad Scott was the lead recruiter for Cooper. He's the guy who's credited with getting Cooper to sign with Texas. And like you said, Buck, I mean, it's easier now than ever before.
Oh, yeah. For
a kid to get out of his national letter of intent and go play somewhere else. So I think some Longhorn fans were like, what's going to happen with this guy who might be the future of our running back room? Derek Cooper was quoted over the weekend saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm locked in with Texas. And the good news is, I mean, Derek Cooper's from Florida, so he already has a relationship with Jabbar Jalouk because Jalouk was trying to recruit him at Florida.
Yes.
So it's not like, oh, those guys don't know each other and it's a total start from scratch introduction. Like, here's your new running backs coach. Hopefully you like him. This is no, those guys have been talking for a long time, and
that helps.
Clearly they had a good relationship there too. So that's the difference. Like, when Texas hired Chad Scott last year from West Virginia, Buck, a lot of recruits were like, who?
Yeah, no kidding.
Because Texas and West Virginia, no offense to your great family members who tune in, who are West Virginia fans, they don't always recruit the same caliber of player. Texas and Florida, they do. Even though Florida's been bad, like, those are two schools that are constantly duking it out for the best of the best every year. So all of the running backs in this year's class, but also, you know, 2027 and 2028, like, they already know who Jabbar Jalouk is because Florida's been going after them for a while too.
Yeah, he's got, I mean, he's got ties a little bit of everywhere. And that little, like I said, to coach at Florida, he knows what their good running backs look like. Well, he knows what a tough running back looks like. Just got through coaching one.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like the one thing Florida did pretty well this year in what was not a good year of Gators football at all, with them going 4-8 and firing their head coach midway through the season. They did run it pretty well. Again, Jaden Ball was second team All-SEC, ran for over 1,000 yards. In the last 2 years, Ball has rushed for more than 1,800 yards on 5.2 yards a carry. Yeah. So, you know, it's not just – yeah, not just a volume guy. Like, no, he's been able to average a pretty high clip as well. And you think about Florida's struggles in the passing game and their struggles with a lot of elements of their team. The fact that their running backs, I mean, in 2024, Buck, they had three tailbacks average more than 5 yards a carry.
Yeah, I got a feeling he'll be able to coach up the blitz pickup.
Yeah, I do not ever want to hear about that. That pisses you off way more than it pisses me off, and it pisses me off.
It drives me crazy.
Oh my God. The fact that, yeah, at times recently we've heard that a young running back can't play because he can't pick up the blitz.
Why the hell is he here? And why is the coach here with him?
Right. Yeah. I'm not quite sure what Chad Scott was doing this season. And again, the run game struggles.
Where will he end up with his old coach?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything yet with Chad Scott in terms of.
I got a feeling he'll be at North Texas.
Yeah, maybe. Neil Brown, obviously.
Well, he knows them. They know each other.
Yeah, I think Chad Scott kind of helped Neil Brown get the gig in Austin this season. Maybe Neil Brown extends a handout to Chad Scott. Who knows? Maybe Chad Scott can get a better gig than North Texas.
Well, he's got some money in the bank. He made $700,000 for 10 months worth of work.
And he got his full buyout, which was $600K.
Wow.
So he made $700K here in 25. He was slated to make $600K on the final year of his 2-year deal in 26. And he's getting all of that, apparently.
He's getting all of it?
Yep.
Well, yeah, he's not fired with cause. He didn't go. He's not Mr. Moore.
No, I don't know if we even looked that hard, you know, for Texas, $600K. Yeah, we'll pay it.
Yeah, bye. See you later.
Yeah, but I don't think. I hope me saying that doesn't make it sound like I'm accusing Chad Scott of maybe doing any Mr. Moore things.
He did not do any Mr. Moore things.
I don't think he's doing any of that stuff.
It's hard to hide, Mr. Moore. I wonder how his hotel stays have been. Because that's probably where he is.
He was charged with home invasion, stalking, and breaking and entering. I guess that was Friday. Yeah, it feels like that was a week and a half ago when that news came out. But that did happen after our most recent show.
Wow.
And it was a bad week for Sharon Moore last week, safe to say the least.
What is in the water in Michigan, in that state? It wasn't that long ago the Michigan State hired a guy that had a gazillion dollars they paid, and he did likewise.
Mel Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. That's happened within the last 3 or 4 years as well. And yeah, I don't know what it is about the state of Michigan, man. Their coaches just can't keep it in their pants.
No.
It's a disaster.
And they don't like the money. They don't like the prestige. They like the poon.
Yeah, well, they want to have their cake and eat it too, literally.
Yes, they do.
Literally. And sometimes you can't have both.
No, you can't.
They did for a while, and then they got caught, and then it all came crashing down. So that's what it sounds like.
A little messy.
A lot of messy for both of those guys. And yeah, we'll see obviously what happens as the legal proceedings proceed for Sharon Moore. Again, plenty of
allegations. Let me ask you this. On that deal, at $13 million, is there worry from Michigan fans that this dude can open his mouth about – all the sign stealing and really just lay it out? I mean, does it matter? I mean, the NCAA has done what they wanted to do. Could they then come back if this guy starts singing stuff that they don't have? Could they come back and do more to Michigan?
I mean, I think so. Yeah. If he came out and ratted on the program,
Because he's going to get he wants to get some of that money. He's going to need every cent of some of it. He's not going to need, they're not going to pay him the whole 13, but they're going to pay him 5 or 6 if he threatens to go. I mean, and just totally, he probably knows the whole game plan of that stuff. He was, you know, pretty deep with the coach and with that, you know, with the dude. So I'm thinking, can that guy just drop, tell the lawyers, listen, if you don't give me this, here's what's about to happen.
Yeah, that could happen. This could get even messier from that standpoint.
Yeah.
And I feel like Michigan has a lot of evidence on their side that they did have reason to fire Sherrone Moore for cause.
Right.
I don't think he helped his own defense by going to his alleged mistress's house, threatening to kill himself and kill her.
With a butter knife and some scissors,
Yeah, that kind of leads everybody to believe that, no, he probably was banging this girl because he accused her of ruining his life.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that's illegal. That's against his contract. It's a major HR violation right there. So I feel like Michigan's got a leg to stand on with firing him for cause. But, again, I mean, Sherrone Moore, even if he might say, screw it, I was treated wrong while I was there, now I'm going to spill the beans on what actually happened, and I've got the evidence to prove how much we were cheating. So he could. I mean, I don't know how much Michigan is worried about that, but I do think it's got to be in the back of some people's minds up there.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the NCAA said. No, we've done what we needed to do.
But I think the NCAA hopes that they don't like doing work. We know that.
No. They like going on ski trips and Hawaii trips and hitting the beach. They don't want to be doing that. They don't want to be working at something right now.
No, they like making money and complaining.
Yes.
That's what the NCAA is all about. And they get really upset when you make them do anything besides make money or complain. So I think they want, look, it's a black eye on them. It's a black eye on the sport. If I already think the Michigan cheating scandal is bad enough as it is. But again, if a guy who was a part of that coaching staff comes out and is like, no, it was actually way worse than what you thought.
Yeah. Here's what we really were hiding.
Yeah. And we actually had like 4 different Connor Stallions around the country. Oh, you guys caught one, but we had 3 other dudes doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. I think he's going to get some cash. I think he's going to get some cash out of here. Some spending money, some survival, some lawyer money, maybe.
They're going to blackball that dude. Like,
oh, well, he is. He's not coaching ever again.
Yeah, Michigan especially. You know, it's like Jim Harbaugh has a long show cause punishment from the NCAA. That guy can't basically ever coach college football again unless he wants to be suspended for a few years before he starts. Right. Which is not going to do. But that guy could go back to Michigan and he's taken care of for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Won't pay for a beer, won't pay for a meal, won't pay for anything. He's beloved. Sherrone Moore is not going to get that treatment anymore. Like, even if he just was a bad coach and got fired in a year or two because he just wasn't good enough for Michigan, they were still like, all right, yeah, you were the OC on that national championship team. Like, it would have been like the Ed Ogeron treatment. Like, yeah, you clearly weren't the guy long term, but we still love you. You helped us win a title. Thank you very much.
No, now this guy's going to get the dumbass treatment.
Oh, dude, who? Sherrone who?
That guy?
Yeah, they're going to act like they never had anything to do with that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's going to talk about spilling the beans because you got to try to get some money, something out of that.
Yeah, man, Michigan, dude, Michigan's athletic department has been a disaster in recent years. Like, the football is obviously – yeah, I mean, the old basketball coach, Juwan Howard, smacked an opposing assistant coach a couple years ago. Remember that? They had to suspend him for a little bit. There was a Title IX complaint against Juwan Howard for his relationship with the staffer. Their old co-offensive coordinator on their football team was fired for hacking into accounts of female student athletes to steal intimate photos.
How's that?
Men's hockey coach was fired after they found out that their team had a toxic environment. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh was suspended a couple of times. Sherrone Moore was suspended a couple of times. They got handed out a bunch of NCAA punishments for the sign-stealing scandal. And now you've got this. That's all within the last 3 years, Buck.
I know. Yeah, I know. This is like a 10-year span. This is some bad stuff.
Even Baylor is like, damn, that's a lot. Baylor at least spaces out their stuff a little bit. Michigan is like, no, we're going to do all of this in a tiny span here.
Wow.
And Texas, of course, will play Michigan in 16 days.
Yes, and they will be at the game.
They will be at the game. Biff Poggi, the interim head coach for the Wolverines. And that line keeps going up. Again, before all the Sherrone Moore stuff started leaking last week, Texas was a 4.5-point favorite. I checked this morning. It's up to 7.5 right now.
But yeah, it'll be a nine and a half before it's all said and done.
Right.
So close to 10 points.
These games are always hard to predict, these non-playoff bowl games. Now you throw in what's going on at Michigan. I mean,
yeah, Texas needs to send some scouts to the Michigan practices to look at those offensive linemen.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to steal your signs. We can beat y'all without that.
We need to look at your players, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude, if I am a Texas player, you know, because those teams will get to Orlando a couple of days before the game.
Yes.
I am peer recruiting the hell out of a few Wolverines.
Yeah, you'll see them at the local pubs. They'll all be together. They all kind of clash. They know where the happenings are there. Huh. Where the young people hang out, they'll all be there. Offensive linemen. That's when you start talking to guys like, hey, what year are you in? You don't want to be there in Michigan. Come on, come on. We need an offensive lineman just like you. You're only a what? You're a redshirt freshman? Come on, get out of there while you can.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening there next.
They got all those events, right? Those scheduled events for the two teams participate. And then, of course, yeah, guys go out, they hang out. Some of these dudes are friends from high school.
You're right.
They played each other in camps and whatnot. So
banquet stuff. So your coach is over there with measuring tape, measuring guys at the events. Yeah. You really are 6'5", aren't you? Yes, sir. You got some eligibility. Let's come on.
I don't know if I want Steve Sarkisian walking around with some measuring tape. I feel like if I'm a recruit, I'm going to be like, I don't want Flood's to play the dude for that guy.
Flood's the dude that's going to have the measuring tape. He's a guy that needs to be looking for a couple of those young offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They got some big guys now.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, right? I mean, again, we touched on it late last week. Every big program around the country is trying to poach what Michigan has. And I guess Texas gets a little bit of an advantage because they get to actually hang out with some of the players like right before. Remember, the portal opens January 2nd, and this game is December 31st. So I don't know if connecting dots makes sense here. But
no, it makes a lot of sense. You're right. There's going to be a lot of communications between players and coaches. Like, so I talked to such and such. I talked to such. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, especially when you can just do it.
Fair question here. Measuring guys. What kind of measurements are you talking about here, sir?
We're talking height and weight. We're not talking about girth and length.
Why do you have a ruler and not one of those measuring machines? What kind of measuring are we doing? Hey,
whatever you can do on your phone, they'll be doing it.
Is that what you said in your interview at Texas? I'm going to be measuring guys at the Citrus Bowl.
I did not ask for anybody to make any calls to me. I was already told by my boss told me. My boss let me know that I would be dead in a year.
Even after you told her how much money the last running backs coach at Texas made?
Yes, my wife is not into all that money stuff. She said, just survive. She goes, you have a hard time surviving. And I said, you know what? You're probably right about that.
Yeah, but you'd be able to barely survive on $700K a year.
Yes, and I wouldn't want to blow a gasket just screaming and telling some kid to go shove it up his ass.
Is that why you're measuring them?
No.
All right, we'll get back.
I'm just too old. I'm 70's about it. Especially when you try to start all over after 30 years, dude. Right. I haven't even watched the film. So the only thing I see is a bunch of NFL guys get hurt on the weekends.
Yeah, and you're worried you're going to get hurt as a coach on the weekend.
That would be my main concern. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've been run over or knocked down in the course of the years of 20 some years of coaching football. I mean, run over at practice where I have to roll, duck and roll and get hit, or ball hits me in the back, or some player says, get the hell out of the way. They move me with their arm and I go flying. I couldn't do that now. When I hit the ground, stuff would break now.
Yeah. You know, the fans only see it happen occasionally on a Saturday or Sunday where the coach gets run into, but it happens in practice all the time, right?
Oh, shit. Guys jogging onto the field if you're in their way. They're goofy, too. They run over you because you're like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, they just hit you. You go flying. They look at you like, oh, that wasn't much for me. I didn't get hurt. How's coach doing? Oh, he's over there with the trainers. He just broke his arm.
Well, that's the chance for them to get back at you, right? Oh, I didn't see their coach. My bad. But really, it's a calculated attack.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the head coach. I saw John McAvoy get hit. And the guy didn't even break stride when he hit him on the sideline. It was like, hey, you need to get out of the way. I used to just tell him, I said, dude, you need to look out for yourself, or you need to get somebody that's in charge of being the guy.
Yeah.
That's some walk on. I mean, I had one. I had a guy who I got into a game here or there. And I said, your job is to make sure that I don't get hit on this sideline. Nobody comes off. So you got to be near me. Don't be near me asking to get in the game. Just be near me that I don't get hit. So you got a uniform on. Just throw yourself in there. And I don't care if you hit our own guys, but don't let me get hit.
Yeah. It's your one job.
Yeah. I mean, I never got hit on the sideline.
It's good. At all.
No, but I got hit at practice because no one was there to protect me at practice.
You couldn't get I guess the walk-on was doing drills, so you couldn't get him to just stand there.
I had fun returners. I had like Kelvin Martin and Brian Brennan when I first started because I like to get close to him and try to coach them up as punt returners. And some kicker would shank it over to where I was, like 10 yards away, and they'd come flying over, and they'd slam into me.
Yeah, you're not looking for the ball. You're, like, watching the player, and all of a sudden, you just, boom.
Yeah, I took some of my hardest hits from punt returners.
Yeah, I believe that.
Looking up, me looking up at the ball, trying to look at them, look at the ball. They fly, stick their helmet right into my shoulder or my face. I mean, that coaching is – that's – I mean, I can't imagine, you know, you got kids in high school running around. I can't imagine being a high school coach. That's got to be dangerous because some of those guys aren't quite as talented. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, it depends on which high school you're coaching at. You know? Yeah,
if I'm at 2A.
Coaching at North Shore is a little different than coaching at Hayes High School. No offense.
Holy shit, yes. Congratulations to North Shore. Headed to the state championship, by the way.
Yeah, bummer. None of these Central Texas teams. There were three who made it to the semifinals, and all three lost over the weekend. So still a great year for Lake Travis, for Vandergrift, and for Llano, and for a number of other teams in the area. But unfortunately, none of Central Texas will be represented in the state championship games at Jerry World later this week.
Yeah, when you get to the semifinals, you're going to meet a good quarterback and a fantastic running back. And I saw that this weekend, and North Shore seems to always have a quarterback that can escape and do some things. And no matter, even if you know where he's going and what he wants to do, you still can't stop it. Mm-hmm. They always have a running back, some dude that looks like he's been playing college ball for 3 years, and they just kept him back so they can win another state championship. They got two of those guys, and they're young, crazy. And they return again.
Yeah, Duncanville smashes Allen, and North Shore kind of had their way with Lake Travis, and we'll get another Duncanville-North Shore game, which, you know, disappointing. Again, we wanted the local team to make the run, but those games are always fun whenever those two squads get together, and it's kind of a Dallas versus Houston thing with Duncanville in the Metroplex and North Shore being down in the Houston area. So, it's usually spectacular theater when those teams meet, and it's happening again in the state championship game. And some craziness with that DeSoto finish against South Lake Carroll. That was wild. Vandergrift put up a pretty good fight against King out of Houston, but couldn't get it done. So it'll be some fun football to watch again over these next few days, but fortunately no Centex representation.
No, very nice. Very nice stadium there at Aldine.
Yeah, it's good.
Their stadium, their district stadium, very nice. Well done.
All right, so we'll get back into that. More Jabbar Jalouk takeaways, more NFL takeaways. We got to talk about Bucky's Vikings taking it to my Dallas Cowboys last night. But before we get back into the football happenings from over the weekend, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Finish up with our friends over at Sue Patrick. I know Jay's listening this morning. You know, they've got the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel, collectibles, accessories. You name it, they have it. Tons of Texas-themed gifts, items. Anything for the tree, decorations they have. If you still want to put up some things for Christmas, and a wide variety of men's and women's clothing in all sizes. Extra small, small, medium, large, XL, double XL, and for some, triple XL. We know there's some big people out there. So what? They got to get clothed too. And you can do just that at Sue Patrick. They offer free shipping on online orders, $59 or more, and free curbside pickup. And plenty, plenty of parking space at 5222 Burnett Road. That's where you'll find the Jelly Cats and the luggage, man. They got luggage there. If you're planning on making a trip and you want to have some Longhorn luggage, it looks good. That's great looking stuff there. And the Bag Apes won't be able to hurt that stuff. It's very durable. So, folks, head on by there. Say hello to Jay and the whole gang. Get yourself, hey, Make Your Bed is there.
There you go.
I'm going to start making my bed eventually.
No, you're not.
No, probably not, but that's
eventually,
right.
Eventually, you're 70. When are you going to start?
I was thinking at 75, I'll start making my bed.
Okay. As you get older and less mobile, you're going to start doing more, huh?
Yes, that means I'll be in bed longer anyway.
Yeah, it's a good point.
More information, go to SuePatrick.com.
Start doing the show from bed. Now we're talking.
Now you're talking.
Well, you sleep nude, don't you?
I do.
Okay, yeah, we don't need to see that.
Well, you're not going to see that. I have the cover down below. That should be fun.
Well, you know how you always do the crotch shot when you close your computer screen and give everybody a face full of Johnson.
Oh.
You're doing that in the nude. That's going to be – I mean, we don't have an HR team, but that might find it.
Dude, I'm in my jammies today.
What are you doing? Oh, you're rocking the Christmas jams?
Yeah, man, I got those. I got me some Christmas jammies.
'Tis the season, I guess.
Absolutely.
Love
and
that.
Now you're going to be wearing your Christian jammies here soon.
We'll get to that story in a minute. Yep. Nice. Quick shout out to our friends at CentexTickets.com. Another great place to get some holiday gifts. How about tickets? Those always make for good gifts. Sports tickets, concert tickets, comedy.
The Nutcracker's got to be around here somewhere.
Crack nuts with Centex tickets. Whatever you want to do, any event coming to town, they have you covered. And it's not just here in Austin. I mean, they got stuff in Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, really all over the country. The biggest events, if you want to be there, shop CentexTickets.com. And what separates Centex from everybody else? Well, a couple of things. Number one, they're local. So you're supporting a local business. They've got great people running the show who are going to be there for you if anything ever goes wrong. But they also have that 10% off discount. All you have to do is type in the promo code CENTEX10 when you check out, and you will get 10% off of any ticket purchase instantly. So you're giving a great gift. You're also giving yourself 10% off thanks to our friends at CENTEXTICKETS.com.
And of course, our friends at Relax the Back. Check out the massage chairs, the zero gravity recliners, Tempur-Pedic mattresses and pillows, human scale office chairs, desk, and all the accessories that you need to help your shoulders, your neck, your back, your hips feel great. Two great locations for our friends at Relax the Back. The Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods, and in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center right across the street from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck at Relax the Back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And a shout-out to Waterloo Printing and Graphics as well. I'm rocking one of our TSU lids this morning. All of our lids, all of our shirts, our hats, our koozies, our signs, our stickers. You're following along? Everything was made by Waterloo Printing and Graphics. So if you have a business that needs stuff, if you have a big holiday party coming up that needs stuff, all you have to do is reach out to Adam at Waterloo. You could call or text him directly, 512-300-9641. Or find him on Instagram at Waterloo Printing.
Sweet.
Shout out to our guy, Noe, for the super chat this morning.
Thank you, Noe.
You're the man, Noe, the GOAT, TSU listener. Really appreciate your support. Happy holidays to you and yours. All right, more football takeaways from the weekend. Again, just a couple more thoughts on Jabbar Jalookbuck. I mean, we talked about, you know, some of the on-field stuff that this guy has accomplished during his coaching career, but his recruiting chops, I think, are more impressive. And the good news is, I think this is a big part of why Steve Sarkisian made this hire. He spent a lot of time coaching in Florida. He's also spent a lot of time coaching in Louisiana as well.
Yes.
And those are two of the most talent-rich states in the country every single year. So, you know, he actually spent a year coaching at Texas Tech, funny enough. So he does have some Texas ties, but coached at LSU, coached at Louisiana Tech, went to college at Southern. So he's got the Bayou State completely taken care of.
It's awesome.
Again, the last 4 years coaching at Florida, obviously spending a lot of time building relationships with high school coaches all around the Sunshine State. Like that's big time right there.
Does he pee on the floor?
Does he pee on the floor?
He spent some time in the years he got in Louisiana.
It's a great question.
Very important.
Does that eventually leave you if you leave the state? Or is that just you're born there, you grow up there, it's part of you forever?
Is he born there? Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Now he's got it. So does Arch Manning. They all have it, yes.
So he finally found a negative with Jabbar Jalouk.
Yeah, he's a floor peer.
He is a floor peer.
Well, right. I can't hold that against him. Hey, just don't invite him to your house.
Right. As long as he coaches well, he's going to be in a lot of people's houses because he's going to be recruiting. Oh,
that's right.
So I don't want, you know, we've already had some assistants have some rough bathroom escapades on recruiting trips within the last 10 years at Texas.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah.
It's usually the number two variety, not the number one variety, but.
Yeah, you're going to have to curb that. Can't do that in the homes of people from Florida or Texas. You do that, you're going to be gone.
I feel like Florida's probably okay with it because they see weirder stuff out there. But
Florida man, because there is Florida man.
Yeah, Florida and Louisiana, it's all good. But I don't know if you try that in Texas, how that's going to be taken.
No.
Yeah, so he does have a lot of Louisiana to him, but it's good. Also was a very successful high school coach in the state of Louisiana as well before moving his way up to the college ranks. So he's a guy who's accomplished a lot in his career. And again, he's recruited a lot of big-time players, not just running backs. He's also credited with bringing Grant Delpit, the stud safety, to LSU out of the Houston area. He was the lead recruiter on DJ Lagway, Florida's five-star quarterback who's from the state of Texas. He was the lead recruiter on him. So this is a guy, Buck. It's not, you're not just putting him on running backs. Like, this is a guy, if there's a top target in Louisiana or Florida, like you're putting Jabbar Jalouk on him and you're saying, hey, do what you do best.
Yeah, I mean, he's an all-around, he gets different positions, not just his position.
Yeah, so that's another benefit right there. Again, checks a lot of boxes, a lot of success, has had success in the SEC, recruits at a very high level, and I feel like most of Longhorn Nation is very satisfied with this hire. Obviously, time will tell. We'll see how it works, but on paper, again, with Chad Scott, it was a lot of, not just from recruits, but from fans and from people who cover the team. It's like, who the hell is this guy? This year, it's like, oh, no, we got a good one. So hopefully he can help get this Texas run game turned around.
I think that's going to be it. I think that's going to be it with folks that are going to go.
I do not. But we will see.
I mean, there's a game to be played, and if they play well against Michigan, and they should play well against Michigan. That place is in turmoil right now. It's I think things will stay maybe the same.
You cannot use the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl as a reason to keep some coaches around if the team plays really well. I mean, this is a disappointing season of Texas football, right? We've got a 12-game sample size. Texas did not achieve its goals of winning the SEC or making it to the college football playoff. You can't let a Cheez-It Citrus Bowl win against a team with no coach.
Yeah, no kidding.
Impact what you do with your coaching staff.
Well, you can't lose a lot of guys on one side of the ball.
Right. Yeah, that's what you wonder. So I don't think any more changes will be made before the game. I do think we'll have to wait until after the game on December 31st is played before we find out who else is going from Steve Sarkisian's staff. But I would be...
Yeah, well, if you had an inkling you may be going, you may be looking elsewhere. Your mind may be in other spots right now. I've got to have somewhere to go if I get canned.
I would be, yeah. I think some of those coaches are doing that. I'd be stunned if that was the last move that gets made. We've talked about Chris Jackson's contract expiring at the end of the year. So that, as of now, there has not been an extension or a new deal agreed upon between those two sides. So until that happens, I'm going to be thinking that maybe Texas needs a new wide receivers coach. And then I have a hard time believing that Dwayne Aquina will be back next year. I don't know if that really makes a whole lot of sense for either party to try to run that back for a second season.
Yeah, and you're not losing much. I mean, it's obvious that's not going to be much of a loss. I mean, that guy could just say, I'm just retiring anyway. That's probably what he would do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's those two guys and then Kyle Flood. Those are the three coaches that – if we do see more changes on this staff, it's going to be to one, two, or all three of them.
Yeah, Rutgers will be around another year.
You can go sneak somebody in from Rutgers.
Well, don't they always? Shouldn't they be looking?
I think they did that one time, and it really stuck with you.
Yes.
You're the biggest Mark Orfe hater in the history of the world.
I'm not. Don't hate the guy at all. I just still don't understand why that dude.
Well, I don't hate the guy. I just don't understand why they hired him. So what do you mean you don't hate him? You're hating on him.
No, just like the running back coach. Why? Why that dude?
You didn't bring up West Virginia as much as Rutgers. I think you hate the Rutgers guy way more than Chad.
Really?
I'm just basing it on what you've said on this show.
Hey, the West Virginia guy brought us Neil Brown. And what did Neil Brown actually do here for a year?
Yeah, whatever Neil Brown tried to do to the Texas running game, it was a failure. Some of the blame maybe goes on him. I mean, look, it all falls under Sark. We know that. But I think Texas brought in Neil Brown with the intention that he would help their running game, which wasn't always consistent in 2024. It was obviously way better than it was this year, but there were some moments last year where it's like guys were fumbling too much and just the run game was inconsistent. There were some games where it showed up against bad teams. It was awesome, but against Georgia and Ohio State, it was not there. So we were all thinking there was some room for improvement for Texas on the ground. So you bring in Neil Brown, you got a new running backs coach, and yeah, you went in the wrong direction.
So this coach, Jaluk, was suspended?
He was suspended this past year for a pregame altercation before the Florida LSU game, where there was a bit of a fracas on the field during warmups, and he shoved an LSU player. So, yeah, there was some back and forth pushing and shoving going on. The coach shoved the player. I won't defend that. Not a great bit there.
No.
I was honestly a little surprised that Florida didn't fire Jaluk after that.
Maybe that was that bad? It was that obvious of a dust up?
Yeah. I mean, it was on camera. Everything you do is on camera these days, Sharon. it was not a good look. That was a bad bit right there. And he was suspended 3 games. A lot of folks thought he should have been fired. Maybe that's a sign of how good of a coach he is that he didn't get fired. Like, hey, we don't want to lose this guy, so we're just going to suspend him. But yeah, the hope is he doesn't do that at
Texas. He's got a little Georgia Bulldog in him, maybe.
Could use some of that.
Yeah, hell yeah, you could.
Yeah, so yeah, that did happen with Jabbar Jaluk this year. That is one negative thing. That is a blemish on what has been a pretty good resume over the course of his coaching career. I won't sit here and defend that just because I like the hire. That was don't shove the players if you're a coach. I don't really think there's ever a situation.
Because they may shove, because they may start shoving back.
Right. Yeah. Even if there's a dust up, you can get in between and, you know, break it up, you know, step back, whatever. But you can't be the guy who like shoves the guys. No. If you want to get into a fight with the coach, now hang on.
Yeah. Those guys give you an ass whipping you won't forget with that uniform on.
Oh, yeah. Players and the coaches. Yeah, it was before the game, so guys weren't in full pads. I mean, it was early in warm-ups.
Out there jogging around.
Everyone was jogging around, and it turned into a little something more than it needed to be. And, yeah, Jabbar Jaluk was right at the heart of that. So.
And had to miss a game? He had to miss a game?
3 games, Buck.
3 games, wow.
Yeah, 3 games for that deal. And I think it was like a joint punishment from the SEC and from Florida on that deal. Did issue a statement apologizing right after it happened, but yeah, that did happen.
Interesting.
Should have applied. You don't have that. You could have maybe gotten the job. You've never shoved the kid. Have you shoved the kid?
No, I've never shoved a kid.
I'm sure you thought about it a time or two.
Yes.
100.
I've tripped a kid before.
Intentionally?
Oh, yeah.
That's 15 yards right there, sir.
It was one of my guys.
Oh, what, your own children?
No, one of my own players.
Oh, what did he do to deserve the tripping?
He didn't listen to me, what I told him to do, and he started to go back to the huddle, and I just stuck my leg out.
No way. Got it?
He didn't go down. It was very playful.
Did you play it off as an accident? Like, bad, didn't see you?
Yeah.
Or did you just, like, figure it out, pay attention?
I always stood at the back, and then after I would talk to a guy, he'd start walking the huddle, so I stuck my foot out, and he started to trip into the huddle. I'm like, yeah, nice. Now do what I tell you to do, you dope.
That's great.
Sorry about that. I didn't get suspended for that.
Well, it happened behind closed doors at practice, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I think if you tried that, you know, everyone saw this. Like, I don't think Jabbar Jalouk is shoving a bunch of kids in practice, but maybe if he did that once in practice, it doesn't get out. But again, game, Florida, LSU, nationally televised. Those cameras don't turn on when the broadcast starts. They get there early. They're there Friday, broadcast crew setting everything up.
I'm more excited about the guy now. That guy don't mess around.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. That's one way to spin it.
Yes.
I like that. He's got some dog in him.
I appreciate that.
As you say. So Jabbar Jalouk, the new running backs coach at the University of Texas. Again, that was announced on Friday. It all happened very, very quickly. And you know, with Texas not being in the playoff this year, obviously trying to make this a moral victory. But if there is one kind of silver lining is the fact that Texas has more time to get out in front of stuff like this. They can make these coaching changes. They could start to focus on the portal and kind of how they want to attack that, where obviously the last 2 years they've been so focused on, okay, let's win these games to try to win a national championship. Yeah, of course, they'd like to end the year on a high note with the win over Michigan, but you're not spending nearly as much time getting ready for that game as you would for.
No, and like I said, you're doing film exchange right now with Michigan. You got plenty of time to look at some of their players. Your coaches need to be evaluating, you know, their offensive line, and you've got plenty of time now. That's what's good about that, because a film exchange will come where you get all the stuff that they, you know, they like to have your last six games, you get their last six games, and you look at some of their players and find out who you want to go try to poach in the portal. That's what you do.
Yeah, obviously. You know, last year, Texas was in the first round of the playoffs, so they were playing this upcoming weekend.
Right.
Now this year, it's still 16 more days before Texas plays its postseason game. So, it's not just Michigan players that they're looking at. They're looking at guys all over the country, and more people are announcing their intentions to transfer right now. And obviously, that number's going to continue to rise. I think last year, like last offseason, there were more than 3,400 college football players who entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, I got to believe that there are some decent players that played offense up at North Texas that played on that offensive line, even a place like North Texas with experience, you know?
Yeah. Well, you wonder how many of them will follow their head coach, Eric Morris, to Oklahoma State. But
they're probably thinking, I think we're probably better off staying here in North Texas than going to Oklahoma State. Yes.
You think so?
Well, not anymore now that their coach is gone.
Right.
They may become North Texas again.
And that Neil Brown's the coach. Is that enough to get you to want to stick around?
Not really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, chance to play in the Big 12. I don't know. Some UNT guys will stay, but I'm sure a lot of them will go. It happens every year. Y'all know how this works. So there's already some pretty impactful names that have announced their intentions to transfer. And again, that list will continue to grow over these.
There are some coaches I get excited about getting an opportunity to move up. But one guy I think I'm glad he's still sticking around. The guy from SMU, he's still there, right?
Rhett Lashley?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I think he's going to make some more money this year, and I think he's going to continue to work that program. He's not looking – it doesn't look like he's looking to go elsewhere. He must make enough money at SMU, and they've got enough to keep him around for a while.
Yeah, they do. And Lashley has been linked to a couple of openings over the past couple of years. You know, SMU made the playoff last season. They were one win away from making the ACC championship game and potentially getting back to the playoff this season. Pretty embarrassing loss by them against Cal to end the year. But no, he did sign a pretty significant extension, I think like 2 weeks ago.
Really? He's the guy that I see when they decide at Clemson to get rid of Dabo. That he could slide right to Clemson, and they like him a lot.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, SMU's got money now. Now they can actually legally spend it, unlike what they were doing in the 80s. So, yeah, now they could pony up to keep Lashley around, and they're spending money on him. They're spending money on players. They've got facilities upgrades. I mean, it's Dallas. Yeah. There's money up there.
Yeah, you're right.
Complex. And, yeah, now they've invested in that football program, and they're going to continue investing in that program. I mean, they – flipped an offensive line recruit from Texas a couple of days before signing day with Max Wright. So, again, they can hang with the big boys right now. And
yes,
the results have been pretty good these last couple of
seasons. Yes, they have.
Helps to play in the ACC, but that's been good for SMU too. Remember, like 5 years ago, they were in a crappy conference. they've worked their way up into the Power Four, and they've held their own in the Power Four.
Yes, they have.
So, yeah, Rhett Lashley is doing a pretty good job, and SMU likes him. And if a huge shot, yeah, if Clemson opens up and they come calling, I think he would leave. But, you know, for a while, hell, we saw Chad Morris go from SMU to Arkansas, right?
You're right.
Travis, speaking of coaches named Morris, for a while, it's like, that's a no-brainer move. You go from SMU to Arkansas. But now it's like, no, I'm gonna stay here. Y'all figure that shit out over there.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right about that.
Keep calling feral hogs wherever you are for some reason. We don't need to do any of that here. I'll just hang out with the nice ladies of North Dallas.
Very nice.
Highland Park. Oh, the Highland Park honeys. Let me tell you.
What is that Marshall's like?
Marshall's, Starbucks.
They don't even go into Marshall's, probably.
The Galleria, some of the shopping malls over there, some of the shopping centers in Highland Park. Oh, wow. Man. What was one of my favorite hobbies growing up? I liked watching sports, and I liked watching moms in Highland Park.
Is that what? Yeah. Hey, yoga, you know, moms?
Yeah. I'm going to look at the Christmas lights up there. You just go post up in a shopping mall and just watch the moms walk around.
Great. With your newspaper with the holes cut in it?
It's never a bad idea.
Never.
Right. All right. We'll take your thoughts on everything that we just talked about. I'm not quite sure what we just talked about. We'll get to some more Texas football in hour two. We'll also talk about the Cowboys. Just an embarrassing loss as the Cowboys' very slim playoff.
How can that be embarrassing? They played a fantastic team. What are you talking about?
They played a god-awful Minnesota Vikings team that had nothing to play for. That was the team that went into your arena and beat you and basically stuck a dagger into your playoff chances. So we'll recap the NFL Sunday, talk some Cowboys. But before we do that, Buck, how about a few more sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, our friends at the Lee Kitchen and Tavern would love to welcome you in during the holiday season. Lakeway, Belterra, BK, and Avery Ranch. Lonnie's Famous Fried Chicken there, of course, and Lonnie's Eggnog. Burger of the Month is, of course, the Steakhouse Burger. Chef Special, Shrimp Cocktail, of course, Steakhouse Wedge, and the Sunday. That Sunday, that ice cream Sunday just for you. I should have got over there yesterday and done that, but I did not. Every day is happy hour from 3 to 6. Great selections of wine, single glasses, of course, or by the bottle. Thursdays is prime to wine, half-price bottles of wine with your prime rib dinner. Austin owned and operated since 2011. And, folks, they use fresh products daily from local vendors here in the state of Texas. Love the Lee Kitchen and Tavern. Four great locations, as I said. Lakeway, Belterra, Bee Caves, and Avery Ranch.
Yes, indeed. Love the Lee Kitchen and Tavern. Now a NSFW word from our man Tom McKay over at Audiovisual Consultations.
Hi, this is Tom McKay, owner of Audiovisual Consultations, and all of us at Audiovisual would like to wish you and your family a happy holiday season. This time of year can get a little hectic, so we want to remind you to relax, enjoy the season with your family and friends, and give us a call at 512-255-8678 for all of your home entertainment needs. This is my favorite time of the year. I love the holidays, the music, the decorations, the presents, the whole darn thing. So this year I'm asking all you listeners to help make this a special holiday for everyone. Smiles are contagious and free. So let's give them away like the government gives away your money. Let's high-five strangers on the street. Hold the door for people behind us. Tip your servers more than they've ever been tipped before. Give to a charity, or hell, give to a bunch of charity. If someone does a good job, tell them they did a good job. Pat someone on the butt. Sing in public places just because it feels good. And as always, hug your kids until they beg you to stop. Watch some games with your friends and make love to your wife or your husband. I know there's some women listening too. You can still give us a call at 512-255-8678 if you'd like to get some cool electronics. But more importantly, have a great holiday season and a fucking awesome next year.
It's almost the new year, isn't it? Just around the corner. Wow.
2 weeks, my man.
2 weeks.
Coming up. Love AV Consultations. Talk about a great holiday gift. That's a good one right there.
Absolutely, man.
Speaking of great holiday gifts, McCall Custom Homes. How about a new kitchen? How about a new bathroom? How about some new life to your outdoor space? McCall Custom Homes can do that for you. Custom home builders and renovators here in Central Texas with a ton of experience. It's a father-son team, started here in Austin. They've stayed here in Austin, so they know what it takes to turn an Austin area home into something truly, truly special. The Bucks had some work done at his place by McCall. Rodney has had some work done at the Rodriguez compound by McCall. We trust our places to them. you should too. They're also A-plus rated by the BBB, so it's not just us, but they can help take your home to another level next year or in the holiday season. All you have to do is go to their website, McCallCustomHomesATX.com. They are offering free estimates to TSU listeners. One more time, McCallCustomHomesATX.com. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.